ערב טוב לכולם.
Good evening, dear friends. Good evening, Zohar.
Good evening, Haim.
Hello, hello. And as always, this is the time when all of our friends get together, join in tens, come together in tens, and like before every broadcast or at the beginning of every broadcast, we encourage everyone, all those on Sviva Tova and wherever you are, to come quickly and connect to Galaxy. And on Galaxy, we can see all the Russian speakers get together, and the English speakers get together. And on Israel, all the PT, don't sit on your own. And the Spanish-speaking friends, because we're going to have an amazing time. Zohar.
Yes, we will discuss everything that we went over in the morning lesson. It was an amazing lesson. There was so much. It touched the heart. Of course, we will do workshops. We will answer questions. We will watch clips. We will unite. We gathered here. The article of Baal Salam and the words that you said, Chaim. Yeah, let's gather friends together. It's very, very exciting when we see friends connect from one room to another. I see Midwest. I see friends from California, from Colorado. All already are in one room. So as we see this opportunity, as we are in our tens, in such closeness, and evening lesson is such a great opportunity to reveal this connection. So leave the boundaries of our ten, of our cell, and connect to the rest of the body, to the soul of Adam Rishon.
Suppose looking at Ra'anana. In Ra'anana, you can find guys from the city of Elat. And in Zichron, it's like a kibbutz. Inside the tents themselves, we see people from all over. When we ask the English speakers, for example, to get together somewhere in Europe, it's not only Europe, it's all the English speakers from around the world in Europe. And we see Midwest, and we see Volga. Volga, it became an empire, Russian speakers.
And together with Volga, we will cross the Makhzon.
And PT 29 and 32... Guys, let's get together. If you're three or four friends together, here, PT32 are waving. So, guys, let's have different combinations.
PT32 is the heart. It's Lamed Bet and Gematria. I see that Yigal is inviting friends and connecting to the heart of Petah Tikva. We, as usual, we have Hadera. They have a huge force.
And Nofa Galil, since they changed their name from Netzeret to, they really got stronger.
Yeah, they disseminate to all of Galilee. We have a friend in the world, Kli. If he sees a 10 that he can connect to, he connects to them. That's a great friend from Alex Shapiro from Singapore. I think he's in Midwest now. So let's recall our path. Let's recall what was in the morning lesson. Just a bit more to chew it together and prepare for the next morning lesson. Rav started the morning lesson in a very interesting introduction as how we start every day, how do we wake up, and what the Creator gives us every day. what can we use and how can we use this picture. Let's watch the first clip, listen, and when we come back, we will do a workshop, and we'll be under this pressure, as we don't know who's the focus group yet.
We don't know that we have to change and completely change all the orders of our connection, the laws of society. We actually have to undergo a revolution in our perception, attitude, understanding, everything. And not only in our relation toward other people, toward our country, toward the world, but toward the upper force. We have to understand that there is providence, that there is some kind of higher force, that nature isn't blind, but as a result of what we're going through, gradually we'll start relating to nature as having a plan, and this plan is activating, is operating us. We're inside this plan, this program. We're inside of nature, and this program has to bring us to a new state. And the better we understand it, the more we'll follow the path of light and not the path of suffering. I see that, nonetheless, the world's advancing toward it. Out of despair, helplessness, lack of success, but that's how we learn. Of course, it's not short, it's not the path of light, but it's a path of suffering. But still, that every time we don't want to listen to the advice of Kabbalists, but we want to listen to what our ego advises us, but in the meantime, still, we're advancing. And therefore, let's learn. Let's have another lesson and think about the world, not about ourselves, but about the measure to which we can draw the upper illumination or radiance to the rest of the world, so that all of us will have a bigger and stronger intellect and emotion and our ability to come closer to the upper light, to feel it, to carry out its actions, his actions. And this way, we will be able to realize our role, that in mind and heart and intention, will agree with the upper force and will fulfill, meet all the laws of nature.
Okay, Zohar. Maybe you could tell the whole world Kli is waiting to hear who's the focus group.
I'm looking at USA Midwest. Solomon is looking at me with a big smile. I think that convinced us that this should be our first focus group. And really, we'd like to see how from Rav's words from this morning lesson that will develop. That's for sure. But what do we have to do? What kind of changes does each of us has to go through so that this change won't come through blows under the ruler of time, but that we have a special opportunity here, we were chosen. So the first question is, how should we change in relation to everything? Society, the world, the Creator, everything. Let's go.
Hi friends, wow, what a powerful question. Change everything, a society and the world and the Creator. I think the starting point is always us. Always us. We are building now the spiritual home. So Rav recently said, you know, very clearly, and this is like touched really deeply, you know, my heart, that, you know, we are moving from physical, corporeal connections to virtual and to spiritual. to spiritual, and we are building the center, not the physical one, but the center in each tent. Rick?
Yeah, and I really need to take this opportunity to, you know, accept that everything that's being presented is to our benefit, and really realize that and utilize that and really care for the friends. And when there's resistance to that, that's my opportunity to, you know, to pray for them. That's a very valuable opportunity. Lance?
Thank you, Rick. Yes, when we can have in our minds and our hearts, as was mentioned yesterday, Bill mentioned about opening our hearts. Grisha just mentioned it as well. So that's a focal point for sure. Opening our hearts, learning how to do that, and learning how to keep it open, our heart, as we continue to discover that there's none else but him and all that he does is good. And again, you know, the corporeal situations that come up to test that, we are in a laboratory all day, to prove that that's so, that the Creator just wants to bestow to us, and we're learning how to bestow back. Alan, please.
Thanks, Lance. Yeah, I think more than ever, we're starting to realize that in the past, the Creator gave us a little more time to adapt to changes that were happening. But I think we can all agree now that more than ever, we have to really have a different mindset going into this, because this path being so dynamic, but now it's more dynamic than everything. And then we really have to not get comfortable. We have to be comfortable being uncomfortable and ready to adapt to the to almost daily changes of what's happening, and that we can't, we don't have time to really rest and get I mean, things are happening so fast paced that we have to really be able to adapt and be flexible in our mindset to adapt along with those changes and be ready for them. How about Mr. Bill?
Everything that we do, it's you all have said it. It comes back to first opening your heart and really releasing your eye. Because if you have any care for yourself, you're never going to be able to enter into spirituality. We have to care only for everyone else. That's the step we have to take. It's real plain. It's concepts real easy, but the actual doing of it is you'd rather sandpaper a lion's backside than take this on. Solomon.
Yeah, we need to change our relation to the world. We should remember that we chosen by the Creator, and Creator choose us to attain upper light and send it to the people. The light should pass through our group and go to 99% who will attain that, and they will start to feeling what's going on. So we should, in the same time, while we're connecting, we cannot attain upper light when we're connecting. While we're connecting, we should pray to the Creator to make right connection for us and to help us to change our intention from receiving to bestow. Alec?
Yes, my greatest Havirim, it's amazing. It's like when I'm listening to you, I really realize that there is no I anymore. And that's how we build a new society, the new Creator. It's between us. As we able to connect, as we can show the example to the world, that if we connect, the world can connect. So integral part of us is loving others more than we love ourselves. Boris, please.
Wow, friends. Hey, we are doing it right now, yeah? We are turning towards each other with love, with care, with support. We feel the obstacles. We feel the need of the Creator to come in between us, because otherwise we are lost. And the question is amazing. You know, how do we relate to everything? Yeah, so it's a simple answer. Okay, love, but
okay, friends. What an amazing group. To hear such an international group from all around the world talking together. One of the friends said that it's all about annulling the self and opening your heart to others. That's it.
Yeah, and the Zohar that brings us to the next clip of Rav. Our next topic. Yeah, this clip really shocked me, as usual, when Rav explains to us some new state. Wow, this we related like it's happening in our life, and this happens many occasions that Rav is speaking, and it's felt like Rav speaking about me, about us, as Rav describes the feeling. On one hand, it's like this. This connection, this abyss. On the other hand, we're overcoming it, and this is necessary in our progression. It may not feel pleasant, but as Rav explains, he explains it for people, even for people that have been on the path for a long time. So let's be impressed by this clip. Rav, and our next focus group will be Volga, our greatest friends. There's many Russian speakers there. You will be our next focus group. And we will repeat the question. It'll be a surprise after the clip.
Yeah. Does the Kli of confidence come after I can overcome my will to receive? Rob, no. There are different states. Suppose that suddenly I catch myself in a state where I am completely disconnected, detached from spirituality, but completely meaning that it simply doesn't exist. And suddenly I hear that there is a lesson or something else. And I don't even understand, where is it coming from? Does this have to do with me? It's unrelated to me. Meaning, I've disconnected so much so from the entire spiritual matter that I hear that there is such a thing, that there is someone studying, something going on, and even though that I'm 10 and 15 and more years, but I don't feel that I'm related to that in any way, that by chance I heard it like on the radio or something. Such detachments exist in a person for him to see that without him being held from above, he is completely disconnected. He himself is completely disconnected from spirituality. And therefore, whatever feeling we have that we're a part of studying, dissemination, something, it's always an illumination from above that sustains us, keeps us together, directs us. It's all done from above. It's done by this general illumination over the 10 or world kli, and it can already be personal to the measure to which a person invests himself.
Wow, how beautiful. The Creator gives us presence from all directions, all types of forms. And sometimes it's in the forms of this great impression, and other times it's in this disconnection. So let's discuss with the friends how through disconnection we come to the quality of bestowal, and our focus group will be Volga. Okay, let's go, friends.
Thanks for the trust, friends. We'll try to talk more briefly. We're 10 in the circle. So, answering the question of what do we come to as a result of our connection, I'd say that after today's morning lesson, I felt that if we start hating the separation, immediately the connection will be revealed. So it seemed after one of the excerpts we read.
Okay, I will add that this disconnection is from only so we would realize that we need to be just stronger and more trying harder.
Well, at least in the first part of the day, there was this feeling that we're in a state of bestowal, and the fear of separation it's so that the light will not disconnect, you won't get disconnected from the light. That's the thing. And for us to be able to come to the quality of bestowal. Yoganath, can you talk?
Yes, hi everyone. I'm glad to see everyone. As we see in this life, if we're disconnected, anytime we see this space between us, we see problems and other things. But as we see from the history of humanity, is after world wars, the United Nations see that we cannot live alone. So we're coming back to the fact that there is this upper unity that will let us live in harmony. Okay, passing it to Edward.
Yeah, thanks a lot. The separation comes when the Creator reveals our ego to us, and immediately you start more feeling yourself more, and you're disconnected from the friends. But the use of it is that the heavier the desire, when you connect, when you want to come together with the friends, the light of connection becomes revealed, and the connection with the friends becomes much greater. Igor.
Yes, friends, of course, the Creator has given us opposite to Him nature, and we need to push against this towards the friends, towards unification, opposite of our own state, just go through all these states and come to unity. Сергей.
Только два состояния. Либо одно, либо другое, поэтому...
There are only two states. There's one or the other, but...
Одного состояния никогда не узнаешь...
Without getting to know one state, you'll never be able to get to know the others. So the separation is given to us in order for us to come to this quality to get to know it. Stanislav.
Yes. It's like there's two pluses, like two magnets. The closer you push them together, the stronger this force of disconnection. works, so we need to put efforts going towards this unity, where so it's once and for all. Timothy?
Well, we understand what is it all for. What's left to do is only to add our efforts to it and to explain it to the rest of the world. What was everything created for?
Yeah, and besides this, like in Shamati, before the meal, usually get something bitter, so we have some taste, so we can overcome. So, like these marinated tomatoes before the meal, so we would get appetite.
To complete what the friend said, that the descent is always a chisaron for the next ascent.
Okay, great. We're talking about the meal. So this example of the disconnection becomes a help for us. It's help to go towards bestowal, and that's why all this creation was created, so we could choose this quality of bestowal and ask to the Creator to give it to us, so we could be like Him. So, like this, to be like this whole system, to be like the Creator. Passing slow.
Yeah, friends, I see all of you separately in order for us to be able to connection with the Creator due to the separation, to ask to see all of you, for all of you to be as one man and one heart, and then I will be corrected.
Okay, how about Igor?
Okay, friends. The friends here is so great. And because of the simultaneous translation, when you hear friends that speak English, but you hear them translated into Hebrew. Friends that speak Hebrew translated into Russian. Those that speak Spanish are translated into Hebrew. In short, no matter who and what, you still feel it's the same heart beating. All of us are one kli, one soul. And it doesn't matter how exactly does it come and what color and what... It's amazing. You could tell me that we're listening to Volga or Moscow or Midwest or Petah Tikva. It all sounds the same heart talking.
And we have a small favor right now from Latin groups, Latin group 5, Latin 3, Latin 3, yeah, connect to Latin 5, Petah Tikva 15, I see there's some people there that are by themselves, so connect to PT8, so it'll help everyone. So first of all, I'm very impressed from the Turkish group. This is my last name, Turkey. Maybe because of that. But right now we'll have translation from Latin. But it doesn't matter who's speaking. because the whole world is connected into the same intention. So friends from Turkey, all passing hello to everyone, and we will go to the excerpt now from what we read during the morning lesson. And we will do the exercise that we haven't done in a while. If we've ever done it, we will listen to the excerpt. As Rav comments on it, as it happened with Oren, we'll hear the translation twice, and we have so many big groups, and by that time we will choose the next focus group. Zohar, you'll be our reader.
Okay, so we're going to read Bala Sulam, The Advantage of the Land, Article 34. Everything that appears to our eyes is but what the Creator wants us to attain the way we do, since they are ways by which to achieve the complete goal. Yet, it is not so simple to merit adhesion with the Creator. It requires great effort and exertion to acquire the sensation and feeling of delight and pleasure. Before this, one must justify providence, believe above reason that the Creator behaves with the creatures in a manner of good and doing good, and say they have eyes, but they see not. Our sages say, Chavakuk came and ascribed them to one, as it is written, the righteous shall live by his faith. It means that one need not engage in details, but concentrate his entire work on a single point, a rule, which is faith in the Creator. This is what he should pray for, meaning for the Creator to help him to be able to go with faith above reason. There is power in the faith. Through it, one comes to hate the separation. This is considered that faith indirectly makes him hate the separation.
To hate the separation. Yeah, let's listen to Rav as he literally reads and then explains the excerpt. So maybe in Rav's explanation, we'll really feel it in our hearts, because Rav really wants us to feel it. So broadcast can put up the next excerpt.
Everything we feel are things that the Creator wants for us to attain them the way that we do, meaning what I feel in each given moment, I feel from the Creator, and I want for him to feel it this way, and he wants for us to feel it this way and accept it that way. Meaning these are ways of how to reach the wholeness and perfection of the goal, that the wholeness and perfection of the goal is that if I get it from the Creator, I have to feel perfection. In order to achieve adhesion with the Creator, it's not that simple. First, to agree and justify and adhere to everything that we get in every given moment from him, that we need to put in lots of efforts until we can feel the good and the pleasure that the Creator sends us and not something else. And before that, it is upon a person to justify providence and believe above reason if he can't feel it from the bottom of his heart, that the Creator behaves with the created beings in a way of good that does good. If he doesn't feel that way, then he has to see that it's because they have eyes but see not. But not that that's how it comes from the Creator, it's simply that he doesn't feel it that way. And it's, as our sages said, came Chavakuk and determined that the righteous shall live in his faith. meaning that only by the force of bestowal that he develops does he feel that that is his life, and that he gets that life from the Creator limitlessly. And it's all up to him, the measure to which it all depends on the measure to which he acquires the power of faith, that a person doesn't need to be engaged in the details, but that he has to focus all of his work on one thing. On what rule? That it is faith in the Creator, that this is the only thing that he needs, and he should pray for that, meaning for the Creator to help him to be able to go with faith above reason. This should be our constant prayer. And there is power in the faith. Through it, one comes to hate the separation. This is considered that faith indirectly makes him hate the separation.
Okay, friends. So many details. Baal Salaam explains, don't focus on the details, but on one point, the prayer that we must come to. So let's do that in each group that we will discuss this. Let's concentrate all of our desires into this one point. And let's write this prayer, a prayer to the Creator, how we can receive this force from Him to come to faith above reason. And our focus group will be Haim.
I think that Rehovot. I think we'll go to Rehovot, to our great friends. The question itself, for all the tens, and also, as Zaw mentioned, let's write it down and summarize it, because after the workshop, we'd really like to hear everyone's impressions. We'd like to see question marks all over the screen, everyone wanting to share their impressions, in order for us to find a single prayer for all of us at the end of this workshop. So the question itself for us to focus is, let's focus all of our desires to one point together and write a prayer to the Creator for Him to give us faith above reason.
Let's think that all of the world Kli in this moment, everybody who's in the lesson now in Galaxy, everyone that was with us in the morning lesson, everybody that heard it in the archive, will concentrate everything. As each one of us will be a unit in this whole, and in each circle, everyone will write down.
Now, before
there will be someone that will write down.
Right, before we start this exercise, I'm here as an individual, but we have many friends in the world Kli that are just listening. You know, Siva Tova, there are many friends on Siva Tova that are driving from or to work or, you know. So we will also want your prayer, for you to participate in this prayer and for you to write on your heart, to write this prayer on your heart, for it to all narrow down into them.
Wow, what a question. This really concentrates all of our work into one place. It's like an explosion, like an atomic force. There's one ten, one force where all of this happens. And what's happening, is it happens because of the unification. And we're asking the Creator to connect with Him. The other Shahar will continue.
Yeah, I can continue. The prayer that we'd like to write together is actually a prayer of faith above reason. This is what we want, to believe above our own faith. And it's not simple. It's not simple. It's the very opposite of who and what we are. It's very far from us, but along with it, we have to focus all of our efforts on our connection. And faith above reason. And Binyamin, please continue.
Hello, friends. Wow, what excitement. Entire world Kli, entire family is in front of you. And we really need to think and concentrate everything in this thought, this one thought, that from within the 10, how do we support in all actions that we do, just one thought to be for you.
Not long ago, we did this exercise in our group according to Rob's advice of seeing the Creator as a friend that's connecting us. And this was supposed to advance what we feel. So I'm asking this friend of ours to be now among the friends, for him to give them the strength upon all that we've went through with all the disconnections and all those things, for them to see this as an opportunity to take upon themselves the attribute of bestowal above the quality of reception. So give the friends the strength, and we'll continue the prayer. Moving on to Avadia.
Yes, so all of the entire Kli will take all these desires that hears and connects them all into one strong prayer and glue us together as much as possible, connect us and all of the friends that are on the way, that are everywhere and that cannot connect the galaxy right now but are just listening to us. They have a huge desire to be with us, to be in this prayer, one prayer with all of us. And so all of our desires be connected all together. Shmulik.
It's important to add first to know that there is such a thing called, well, when we simply disconnect. And it's natural, just how the Creator created it. It's the evil inclination. And for Him to change our attitude toward each other, our attitude toward everything that's going on. Shmulik.
Yes, we use this state of gathering of the whole world Kli and concentrating our desire to raise this prayer so the Creator would correct us And as one kli, we demand from the Creator so He would correct the relations between us, so we would come from disconnection to unity and take this quality of bestowal. Alex?
First of all, to remind everyone that we have to write down what the friends came to. One thing is the importance of spirituality. This is something that we have to ask for, so that this force, this motive power of what I want, for it to come out of the understanding that this is what I want from my friends and Bnei Baruch that have to guide mankind. I want to do it in order to bestow to the friends the greatness of the Creator, the importance of spirituality, and the general correction. This is how everyone joins and a prayer rises from the ten.
Okay, friends, wow. Guys, what things we heard from the tens. Like Zohar said, this is the time to connect all of our prayers, and we really want to listen, hear all the friends concisely, so we can hear as many friends as possible. Petah Tikva 32, Rehovot, please put up your questions, so we will go through this fast.
PT 32, the heart of things. Let's go.
Oh, dear Creator, give us forces to think about the friends and not about ourselves. So everyone already exists in faith above reason. I'm the only one that's behind. Give us all strength. Let us all feel that there is force of love that unites us. Give us strength to be your servant, to be a conductor above everything. So we'll be grateful for you, for your greatness, and pass it to the whole world. Give us just simply to connect with the friends.
Amen. Chaver, we want to hear you. Friends from Chaver, we want to hear you.
Thank you, Creator. We have opportunity to make a prayer about the friends, about Rav that's teaching us and guiding us. We have this demand to the Creator to connect the whole ten with all the friends, this opportunity to come to this gratitude, to faith above reason, striving for unity of all the points in the heart into one united flame, to increase the faith that we are on the right path and we have everything. L'chaim. Let's hear Krasnoyarsk.
We want to thank the Creator for the opportunity to become more like you. Help us focus on faith above reason so that all of our actions will be directed at giving you pleasure. Show us those things that are standing in our way of bestowing to you and correct them. Give us an example of how to feel faith above reason and become like it, and the wisdom to follow that faith in the kelim of the friends. Help the friends to hear the right answer to our prayer to you. Hear our prayer, the prayer of the friends, and allow us to follow them in faith above reason. And the last group that we would like to hear is Ranana.
Okay, thank you, friends. Our prayer is give us strength to come to the full measure. Give us knowledge so we can rise above reason. Give us faith constantly so we can pass your greatness to all of creation. Give the friends strength to bestow. Let us feel like the house is on fire and we must exit ourselves. And let us feel ourselves and unite our desires with the desires of the Ten L'chaim.
L'chaim, that's so exciting, really. So we'd like to ask our friends from Shidur. It's really, we can't stop it when there's such a prayer. We can't stop this, so we'll have to skip over a part of our show. And let's jump to clip number 5. But let's take this feeling and continue with it. To focus our work on this one prayer. And remind ourselves, what are we doing all of this for? What is our purpose?
How, as people, can we do this? Everything that's bad and damaging, how can we make it good?
By connecting in the group and drawing the Creator into the group, the greatest pleasure that the Creator has is revealing Himself in the connection of the lowers. If you prepare a place for Him to reveal Himself, there is no greater contentment than for you to want for Him to reveal Himself between you.
Okay, Zohar, I think you received great fulfillment. The entire world, Kli. This was right before the conclusion of the lesson. As we heard Rav's desire, we have a bit of time for a workshop. I'd like to ask one more question. So Zohar, which group will be the focus group at the end?
Well, first of all, I'm so inspired by looking at the friends at the screen, seeing all the friends that joined. I think that the friends from Novosibirsk are really on fire. And Novosibirsk, you focus us. How do we bring the Creator contentment? The question is, how do we bring the Creator contentment? Let's really bring contentment.
Давайте я начну.
Okay, I'll start. Like we said, I want to give pleasure to the Creator by building a place for Him to be revealed in the connection between us. Sapal. Yeah, giving contentment to the Creator is that we will pray constantly for the connection and that the Creator will help us. When you're aiming to the friends just a bit, you start feeling that through them, some upper mind is speaking to you with love and concern, and the Creator is here between the friends. Just aim yourself to Him. And you hear and listen.
Я думаю, что попросить, чтобы он выстроил из нас этот канал. Канал.
I would ask so he would build between us this channel, channel through which the light would flow to all of creation. Костя.
Показать Творцу, насколько мы близки к ощущению, что нет никого, кроме Него, впустить Его. Вот, и попросить сделать этот шаг, чтобы Он все-таки раскрылся. Показать Ему, что мы видим это, чувствуем.
I would ask that He would finally reveal Himself.
What does the receiver, what does the bestower, what does the bestower want? He wants for us to learn how to bestow. And He sees us united, connected, because He sees us in wholeness and perfection. He wants for us to ask Him. Yerganat.
Yes, so we would recall His desire to serve this desire and creation, to simply knock on the door, His door, with all of your heart.
Yeah, to join what the friend said, to add to what the friend said, to make an effort, to ask Him all the time, to nag like a little child. You know, like children, they nag all the time. They don't leave. He's pulling you by your pants. Give me, give me.
Я согласен. Валера сказал сейчас, что только просить вместе.
Only have to just ask together.
To ask together, really amazing, amazing.
It's just an amazing lesson. And in the beginning of the lesson, all of Latin America, like magnet, gathered into one big group. And we were able to hear them. I don't know if there is a translator or not, but their language connects us. And Zorn and I wanted to hear from Latin speakers, from the Latin Kli. Doesn't matter which language, Italian, Spanish. We want to hear your hearts.
Adelante, Enrique, habla en inglés. Dale, Enrique.
זה לא משנה איזה שפה. העיקר שנשמת הלב.
Hola, amigos. My friends asked me to speak to you in English, to the workly. We shared our hearts a few minutes ago with this question, and we all went together in the same point, that we give contentment to the Creator with our efforts of connection and by asking Him to give us the strength to go to on this connection together every day, to ask for the connection between us every day. Thank you, amigos, and huge lehaim for all the work from Latin America.
Thank you, great friends. What a marvelous opportunity that we had. I'd like to end with what we started out with from Rav's words from the morning lesson. I'm surprising the translators and broadcast that did not prepare for this, but we will prevail. Rav, let's have another lesson and think about the world, not about ourselves, but about the measure to which we can bring the upper illumination closer to the world, for all of us to have a greater understanding and feeling of how to come closer to the upper force, to realize what he wants, and this way we'll carry out our role, for us to really be in heart and soul and every thought and intention, for us to agree with them and keep all of nature's laws. Big L'chaim to everyone.
L'chaim, dear friends. And we will conclude with the song.
Quante volte ho tentato di vivere, in un mondo che voleva solo di vivere, con la speranza che qualcosa di vero si nascondesse dentro questa realtà. Così alla stregua di un vagabondo ho incominciato a cercare nel mondo, in che mi son trovato qui con voi, il vegano più bello che ho. Leman achai vereai, leman achai vereai, leman achai achai vereai, adam rana shalom bach. Leman achai vereai, leman achai vereai, leman achai achai vereai, adam rana shalom bach. Costruiremo tutti insieme un grande cuore, in grado solo di donare un grande amore. Insieme progetteremo, mai più lasciarci vorremo, brindiamo a questa nuova umanità. Insieme scopriremo il giorno dove l'amore è la costante del mondo. Pure dimora qui perché è in quell'amico che cammina con te. Leman achai vereai, leman achai achai vereai, adam rana shalom bach. Leman achai vereai, leman achai achai vereai, adam rana shalom bach. Questa unione porta la condizione che sveglierà tutta l'umanità. Le malachai vereai, le malachai vereai, le malachai achai vereai, adam rana shalom bach. Le malachai vereai. Hi there.